Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Thursday edition. Uh-oh.
What?
When you hear my voice out of the gates and it's not Jason, I know there's some people who immediately
he's
are like,
taking
oh,
a beat.
God.
He's getting a dinner, which is what I've been recommending him doing.
It's
so
the
good.
Take a beat, have a dinner with Lois edition of Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, the ESPN app, Wisconsin On Demand, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. No Jason Wilde today or tomorrow. I'll spoil the fun for tomorrow as well. He is also off tomorrow. Couple of days heading into the Packers bye week.
Yeah, it's a good time for Jason to take a break. And actually, Jesse, I was thinking about working tomorrow because, as you know, some of our fans, I take a lot of time, spring break-ish, summertime. And I don't love missing, but the fact that there's two games that I, obviously I work 7 days a week, Jesse, I do.
Thank you for your service.
You're very
during
welcome.
The football season.
And
OT.
The fact that the Badgers don't play and the Packers don't play, Jesse said, take a beat, go get a dinner with Lois. So I'm going to also take off tomorrow.
Rutledge and I are going to hold it down tomorrow afternoon, so that'll
well,
be fun.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Anyway. This is the Thursday edition. You did the thing like you do with Jason where you jump the gun now. And I didn't even get to say who's all here.
This is a conversation.
No one even knows Hunter's here yet.
Everybody knows Hunter replaces you on Thursdays and Riley replaces you on Fridays. And we haven't gotten an official fill-in on Mondays yet because he's usually around on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then now that Bulaga is on Wednesdays, he doesn't typically – he used to miss Wednesdays for dog care.
Wednesdays used to be my day.
But now that's not the case. But then this is all contingent on the volleyball schedule, right?
Yeah, and then that's why we're working on getting Pablo cleared, so then Pablo will take Mondays.
By the way, I heard Pablo is doing other, like, he is clear, but he's not clear. Oh, he's on air. It's like a weird deal.
I know. Trust me. This has been multiple years of not understanding the Jesse Nelson School of Producer Training.
Hunter Vaughn is our cousin sub of the day, producing today's show behind the glass, and he hopefully won't ever be back. And I am in for Jason Wilde as, I guess, the other cousin sub of the day, along with the Packers Hall of Famer, the Badgers Radio Network analyst. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, I would ask good morning. How are you?
But I'm doing
I feel like we've already covered some of that.
I'm doing fantastic. Had a great pickleball match this morning. Got beat. The boys are being kind of mean to Old T. A lot of lobs.
No.
You know, they know Old T's left knee is just, it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still lobbing me. And I just remember, this is karma. And it's not good karma, which we love at Good Karma Brands.
We do, yes.
This is not
big good
karma. Good but
karma.
I remember back when I was a young, handsome, relatively fit. I'm not going to go so far as to say fit like you are now. Tennis player that I was at my peak of powers, probably, I don't know, 2010 to 2015 when I played a ton of tennis. I used to drop shot 8 month pregnant women. And
cold blooded.
Yeah, well, you had to win. And so
Fortrea eligible in some cases.
Yes, I don't know if they were breastfeeding, but we'll get to that later. I don't recall feeling bad. I felt bad after like the third one.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, and you could kind of get that look like, man, are you a jerk? And I kind of agreed with them. But I can't be mad at these guys. Like Blaze just keeps hitting lobs over my head and they fall in the back corner. I can't get mad about it because that's what I would do. So it sucks. it's a consistent reminder, and I'm getting old, and I'm starting to think I might be getting washed.
Why is it that every time I slide into this chair with Jason gone and I have to host the show with you and you come here into the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison, I feel like you're having a midlife crisis every time you come in and host with me?
I think it's the direct, like, Jason and I obviously were at different locations. I'm in my undisclosed a bunch. I'm in the Everlight Solar Studio. And when I'm here, I think that might be something to it.
Last summer, well, I'm feeling old. I got a lot to do yet.
And typically, I play pickleball. I'm back playing 3 or 4 days a week, which maybe I need to tone it back down. The knee was really flared up after Machu, which we'll get to. And I had to kind of take a beat. Shouldn't have grabbed as many dinners as I did. And that's kind of where I'm at. So I'm starting to feel like I just got to power through it. And that has not been a great formula for Old T.
And that has been your Old T pickleball post-game show to start today's edition of Wildy and Tausch. Yep. So, by the way, my extended family came down last week. We went and played pickleball on a Sunday morning. It was a beautiful Sunday morning. Went over to the outdoor courts in Sun Prairie that are pretty close to our house. Played some pickleball, and we determined that we think me and my mother-in-law would have a chance to take down you and whatever partner you would like to play with. That was the official determination.
So,
my brothers-in-law both agree. They think I'm pretty good. They think I lived up to the hype.
So do you want me to set you up with our A-League team, or do you want to play? We're B. I'm in a B group, and I used to be, at least what in my mind, I thought I was an A-B player. I have now officially dipped to the B-C. Like, I know where I'm at.
Okay.
So I am in a B-C group. Do you want to go with the A group and see where you're at, and then we can tabulate, or what do you want to do?
I would like to step in with whatever you consider your usual crew to be, the ones that you're always telling us about on this show. And when you're in here and Jason's asking you about, I don't even know who all the characters are at this point anymore, but when you're
It used to be Danny from Bristol, who's a great fan of the show and throws questions at us. And actually, there's a question that I'll get to today. He wants us to break down linebacker play and why Quay Walker has maybe not been as good as we hoped. Huh. That's what Danny wanted. He's
like
an A-level
good question.
Guy. Don't play with him much anymore because it's just not as much fun. They haven't really figured out a great handicap system in pickleball yet.
Mm-hmm.
They give you ratings and stuff, and you try to play with that group. But if you're playing with a big boy, it can be very frustrating on both sides because they don't get the ball hit to him very much. And then, obviously, it's just not great. So,
I would like to play with your usual crew. If you have to miss a day and you want to sit out on the sidelines, or if you're going to play,
I am going to sub you in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get a report from both you and from them, and then we'll discuss that next time Jason is taking a beat.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Make it happen. I'm in. Whenever you name it, I'm there.
It's 5:30 in the morning.
That is very early. I've never played pickleball. I'm not a morning person.
That's the deal. You're either in or you're out.
I'm in.
Okay.
But
and we need to get Maddie up here to get content, too. We need to get her to video it.
I think this will go better than my field goal kicking did up in Titletown. Just start with that.
Now that you're 40 pounds lighter, could very well be.
The bowling against Ben Bruss did not go well. The field goal kicking in Titletown did not go well. Pickleball might be my next thing that I need to conquer.
Who do you think has been more athletic in their life, you or Jason? That's a fair question.
I'll say Jason.
Oh, you're such a coward. You really believe that?
No.
Well, then why do you say it?
I've been trusted to sit in this throne, and I want to be kind. I don't want to start.
Jason's a great reporter. Like, that's what happens. If you can't play, you coach. If you can't coach, you report.
I've made a lot of enemies this week. Ask the YouTube comments, the dwellers.
Yeah, that was not cool. Not nice.
844-770-3776 is your number into the show. John texts in, Tausch sitting on Dr. Nelson's couch.
Oh, you'd be my psychiatrist.
That'd make me a psychiatrist, yes.
Everybody needs help.
No?
If you need help, go for it.
So I do want to run this by you real quick because I was a little worried you might be irritable coming in this morning, and not because of how pickleball went today. Because Becca was talking some trash about you last night, and
which
I told
is really
you about
surprising
it.
Because I have been nothing but kind and very complimentary of Becca.
You guys are very much on the same page on a lot of things.
Yes.
It's a little scary, actually, sometimes how often you guys are on the same page with things. So for those who may have missed it, yesterday we started the show. I was in a little bit of a tizzy because my dog had run away out the back fence, the do-it-yourself built fence that the previous owners of our home had put together. And it's a little sloppily put together. A bunch of the bottoms are cutting out, and the dog was able to get out. Hunter almost had to produce yesterday's show, too, by the way, because he was on standby in case the dog didn't come home. Turns
just
out
wait
the dog
a second.
Right there.
He called you to tell you potentially
that
you had
happen.
Come because the dog?
Yep. I was driving in, figured it would just be a normal day of
do
work, and
ever
all of a sudden.
Do you feel like, how am I under the thumb of Jesse J. Nelson?
Because all the time.
I think everybody feels that way.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Yep.
Does that ever like question where you're going in life?
Honestly, something.
That?
Yeah, that's
okay,
a normal conversation.
I just wanted to say, we could break this down even more so, because that would make me really ponder.
I mean, sometimes I wonder how things have gotten the way that they have, honestly. So, dog got out yesterday. Tausch volunteered to come over and be the project lead on building us a new fence.
Yes, I was going to get Woj, who's an expert on all this stuff, to be kind of our lead foreman. And then I was going to finish that part of it. Yes.
So, Becca heard this yesterday.
I like that she's listening.
Relayed the information. Okay. She was able to listen on Wisconsin On Demand or Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And I want to find the exact text because I quoted her when I sent this to you in our group text here. And I quote, Tausch can't even hike a mountain. You think he would build us a fence?
First off, what does that have to do with anything? Like hiking capabilities. And you can come at me for a lot of stuff. Trust me. There's issues here, as we've just discussed. But hiking? Like, for me at my size, there ain't anybody at where I'm at in my life. There ain't anybody as a better hiker at my size. Like, I'm telling you, I was at Machu Picchu. I didn't see anybody close to my size hiking these mountains. Okay? And then I sent you pictures of me, and it wasn't that long ago, 2-3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you want to come at me, Becca, I don't understand why you'd bring hiking into it. That's the part that blows my mind. It's not... Now, if you want to say you don't have anything to do with the geometry and the cuts and how you put a fence together, amen. Totally agree. But hiking? Like... Somebody explain why that would be in her thought process.
I don't know if she fully understood that you didn't actually plan on building the whole fence. You just wanted to basically do the sanding and standby and kind of point and direct.
I wanted to break the wood down because I have experience at Owens Forestry Products. That's
your favorite thing. No free advertising. Yeah, that's
let me tell you something. Owens ain't going to be, I think they're, I don't even know if they're still in business. So that's a whole nother deal. They're out of market.
So I don't know if she fully understood that you weren't actually going to build us the fence, like, start to finish, that you wanted most of everyone else to do the work, and you just wanted to do the portion that you enjoyed the most.
That is
kind
correct,
of point direct.
But how does she get to hiking with that?
Because I think she was challenging the physical capabilities of being able to put the fence in the ground and put all the stuff together. Like, that's what it sounded like. And, again, this is tough coming off of the pickleball conversation that we just had to open the show.
She thinks I'm washed.
Wash seems strong.
But that's what you're saying.
As someone that has hiked a mountain and built a fence, hiking a mountain's more difficult.
Way to go. Yes. Like, and I'm telling you, I showed you the mountain. It was a 1,200-foot climb, and you had like a certain
Machu
time
Picchu.
Limit. It's Machu Picchu, right behind Machu.
No M, Achu.
Yeah, it's like I've done 10,000 foot. And, like, that is difficult.
You did a 10,000-foot climb?
Yeah.
Holy cats. Is that Mount Everest or what? Where do you even find a 10,000-foot mountain to climb?
In the mountains in New Mexico when I was a Boy Scout, Philmont Scout Ranch. Did 72 miles in 10 days, and there were 3 mountains, and the tallest one was 10,000.
So how much did you do in one day? Like, did you do 3,000 feet in a day?
I mean, we were up there already. So, I mean, we probably only did, like...
Is that a national park?
No, it's with Boy Scouts of America.
Okay.
But yeah, that was difficult.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is compared to building a fence.
Have you ever built a fence?
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Which is harder?
Oh, it's climbing the mountain is harder.
I put fence in. Now, granted, if my brothers are listening, they're going to bust my chops in this. But we did fence posts. We've dug ditches. I've done concrete work. Again, it's 30 years ago, and that's a fair criticism. But Come on now. I still don't understand why she's correlating that to this.
That's what was such shock value to me, was that was her initial response to the notion that you were going to come build us a fence. Her response was, Tausch can't even hike a mountain.
What a slap to the face.
I mean,
it couldn't be more untrue. You want to start looking at miles I've climbed, mountains and national parks? I'll put it up against almost anybody.
I had a feeling this would be a bad idea to bring up, but I feel like now is as good a time as any to ask you what Gina Della's got going on at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Oh, get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella. The durability of materials, it gets tested tens of thousands of times to ensure that they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. And right now, celebrate Gina Della's 60th birthday. She's not washed with 0 for 60. Put 0 down, 0 interest for up to 60 months. Certain restrictions do apply. Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. That's tomorrow. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
844-770-3776 is your way into the show on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. That's 844-770-3776. Enough about Machu or Achu Picchu and about Tausch's pickleball game. Plenty to talk about today, even though it is the bye week for both the Packers and the Badgers. Jason taking a beat, but that doesn't mean there's plenty to talk about. Dan Orlovsky with some interesting commentary about Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur on Unsportsmanlike a little earlier this week. You know, when Jason's away, the first thing we want to do is throw a party, and our version of throwing a party when our mom and dad are gone is playing Dan Orlovsky audio on Wilby and Tausch. So we will do that because it was very compelling stuff said earlier this week. We're going to hear what Dan Orlovsky said about Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur and the challenge ahead for the Green Bay Packers. That's coming up next. It's Wilby and Tausch.
This is Wilby and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen.
All right, we're going to get to Dan Orlovsky in a minute. It's Jesse and Tausch on Wilby and Tausch. He said some interesting stuff about Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur. Do you have any take on the Edmund Fitzgerald, Tausch?
You mean the music?
Well, in general.
I like it.
It's the anniversary of the ship going down on Sunday, I'm told, so...
I would not have known that. Thanks. I love knowledge being dropped.
Hunter Vaughn.
Yeah,
that's
it was Brat Summer, and now it's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald Fall.
Yeah, I still don't fully understand Brat Summer either, but I don't think I don't think I need to.
It is the fall of the gunslinger, though, up in Green Bay. Am I right?
Yeah, it's not your best.
I agree. Jordan Love thrown a lot of interceptions this year, and everyone's starting to take note. 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions at this juncture in the season, and of course the costly pick six against the Detroit Lions on Sunday in the loss at Lambeau Field. ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky, who Jason's not a huge fan of, said something very interesting earlier this week on Unsportsmanlike weekday morning starting at 5 a.m. on ESPN Radio. This is some of the commentary that Dan Orlovsky shared joining Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, and Chris Canty on Unsportsmanlike. Have a listen.
This is the when do you grow up from being a gunslinger? Everyone loves the term gunslinger because it means you're super talented until it costs your team wins. I said this a couple weeks ago. I think this is the greatest challenge in Matt LaFleur's career because you love how aggressive Jordan is. You love it. But they've got to coach that out of him. It's a little bit of like you got to grow up, dude. You got to mature.
You got to mature. You got to grow up.
Did I not just say that yesterday?
You did. Did you steal it from Dan? Because he said it on Monday or Tuesday.
I did not. Maybe subliminally because I take everything in that Orlovsky says. But no, I'm not a horse race expert, okay? I've been to the Derby a bunch. I've won some money. I've lost a little bit of money. It's fun. It's a great event. Anybody that has an opportunity, it's one of the most fun sporting events. If you like to drink, you like people watching, and you like gambling, it is the best, okay? But I liken this to Dwayne Lucas. Is it Baffert? If you're getting a quarter horse and you want to go win, I don't want some horse that I got to prod and I got to push. I want a horse that I am constantly going out there like, that horse is going to run today. I'm going to have to pull back. I got to pull them back. I don't want someone that I got to just sit there and constantly ask, take a chance, do this. I'd much prefer having a quarter horse with great speed that is constantly running and can't quite do it because they run out of gas, whatever it might be. But I want to be able to say, that horse is just works too hard. That horse is too fast. That horse is a champion caliber, but we just got to get the horse to know when to pick its spots. You don't need to sprint out. You don't need to be sprinting out. You don't need to lead the whole race. You just got to win at the end. And right now, I feel like Jordan Love is in that position where he's just playing. He's not looking at the whole picture. And I said this with that Texans game. That's the best example I could go. You see that that team couldn't protect Stroud. You knew they weren't going to score a ton of points. Don't give him a short field. Don't give them opportunities. You're going to win the game. You see it with Patrick Mahomes now. He's still doing some things. He's making, but he knows, I got a great defense. Andy Reid has also reined it back. They're not fire. Remember when they first got started, it was Tyreek Hill down the field. There was all these explosive plays. And now it's like, we have a great defense. Just don't make mistakes. And if we're playing the Ravens, we got to score more. We'll open it up. We'll let the horse run. And you know what? When we're playing a bad team, hey, just chill back here. Stay in the pack. And if we got to let you go, we'll push. But if we don't, let's just coast. Coast to a win. Not every race needs to be Secretariat at Belmont in 73, where you get out there and it just, you can't do it consistently. So for Jordan, figuring out when he's got to be Secretariat and when he can just go ahead and just be, I don't even know, Thunder Gulch. Just hang in and find a way. My point is, you don't have to be a Triple Crown winning horse every Sunday. You do at some point, and he's got the capability, but you don't need to win the Triple Crown every week when you're a quarterback in this league.
Thunder Gulch?
It's a horse. I believe I picked him to win a derby one time. I think they did. Thunder Gulch.
Thunder Gulch.
Yes.
You're going to make me fact check this.
Who won in 2000? Charismatic? Something like that, because I remember
you can quote the 73 derby right off the snap of your finger.
It was 73 Belmont. He won by 70 strides.
They made a movie about him. Secretariat, I believe.
They also made a movie. What's that other movie? Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should have went Seabiscuit. The hard work and just do your thing.
You need Seabiscuit.
My point is, and I think this is what Dan is alluding to, you don't always need to be, you have to understand, I've said this all season, understand game flow. Understand what you need. And that's part coaching to understand, hey, maybe we got to run it a little bit more. We don't need to open up the throttle. We don't need to let the horse rein him in a little bit and then let him run when you need him to run.
All right, so let me ask you this, Barbaro.
I don't think it ended well for Barbaro. So I don't know why you're going there.
No, it didn't. You're right. Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have gone there. So I heard you and Homer talking on Green Bay game night following the Packers' loss to the Lions on Sunday, and Homer has been the champion of this. Matt LaFleur is not necessarily a tough coach. He is a smart coach. What does Matt LaFleur do when the players come back next week and he's sitting down with Jordan Love, not in the middle of practice, just when those two are getting together at the start of the week? What is he saying to his quarterback out of the bye when he needs to be smarter as a quarterback, not tougher, not go get him, running like crazy like a horse? How do you coach being more game aware?
Well, it's situational. It's practice. It's doing all that, going through film. And just, again, I think it's more about understanding the big picture. And that is something for as many detractors as Aaron Rodgers has, his understanding of game flow and what was needed with the 12 men on the field and understanding what was needed, trying to hard count on a 3rd and 4. Those are things you have to go and experience it. And that's part of his process that he's doing. But from LaFleur's standpoint, this isn't about, he's had these conversations. Jordan, can't do it. Jordan, throw the ball away. Jordan. And if you remember, Favre, Holmgren used to always tell, especially early in games, it's about calling the play so that Brett can't overshoot Fox 2 XY hook to Chewy, and then the safety is over the top and he just catches an easy pick. Understand, hey, my quarterback, he's amped up. He sails the ball early in games. So let's get some things where it's going to be easy completions and get him into a rhythm. The same thing with LaFleur here. I think you have to understand, hey, we're down. We want to go down and score. Run a screen. Get a draw. Get that nudge play that I talk about a lot when you're getting a two-minute where you just start getting the ball rolling. Don't ask for the home run play, and then if it's not there, when quarterbacks get in trouble, it's when they're out of rhythm, and it's not the first read, and they're making plays. And Jordan does a really good job of that, getting out of the pocket. He's made great plays, wow throws, doing that. But it's on the play caller to kind of rein it in a little bit. Hey, we don't need to take 15 shots, and especially if the game is wet and you know it's going to be kind of a sloppy game, it's a whole different animal. If you know, we got to keep rolling. We got a 73 Secretariat. We got to keep the gas down. And that's where I think LaFleur has got to figure that piece of it out with his quarterback. But just sitting there saying, Jordan, just make better decisions. Yeah, that's pretty easy. That's not how it works.
Well, and that's what we hear fans called in all day Monday saying, yeah, he needs to make better decisions.
And I think Jordan obviously has to take accountability for that. But I think Matt LaFleur also has to look at it and say, and you're starting to see it where he's an aggressive dude. Like, he wants to push. I love his timeout usage. I think he's really good. Like, if I'm playing Madden, I'm doing the same thing he's doing, calling timeouts, getting the football back, trying to keep pushing. Because you want to, it's just like poker. You want to keep putting pressure on your opponent. LaFleur is really good at that. He's not as good at pulling it back. The only time I can remember he pulled back and knelt on it, the fans up in Lambeau booed him, was when Malik was in there.
Against the Colts, yeah.
And he's like, well, dude, the Colts aren't going to score, and you can't get upset with fans. Let fans do what they're going to do. I know my team. I know what they need. And I think right now he's still trying to figure out what that formula is because he's got a great horse. He's got a thoroughbred. But you can't just let him run. You have to sometimes rein him in.
So one more question on this. I know you just did the whole mic drop type deal. I feel like you wanted to
end there. I was
going
to go to Prize Picks. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
I got one more question for you, though.
Hunter, should he just let that ride and come back with it? Because that was pretty good.
Yeah, I think you needed to.
I just have one more question. Okay. And then we got other stuff we're going to get to coming up. This Orlovsky stuff has been very interesting to dissect. I love how you've been referencing a bunch of horses. American Pharaoh. Another good one.
Charismatic was the 2000 winner, correct?
Seattle Slough.
Oh, I didn't look that up.
Oh, I thought you were back there typing.
I was looking up Thunder Gulch. I had never heard of that before.
Is Thunder Gulch a horse?
Yes, Thunder Gulch was.
You.
Winner of the Belmont Stakes and Kentucky Derby in 95.
Thank you. So, pretty doggone good horse.
Yeah.
You're referencing a horse from 95?
Dude, my memory goes better from 84 to 02. His last 20-some years, it's a...
The George Bell of horses.
Tosh has a very specific window of references.
I'm still super irritated. I give Jesse a proclamation yesterday that I saw the greatest prank ever done.
I have it on my phone here, by the way.
Yeah, but I said put it on the video stream because it's so good.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
Email it to me, Jesse.
We'll do it,
Digi. Have you seen that?
I don't even know what prank we're talking about. I've seen a lot of pranks.
It's from the mid-80s. You know it's great. Do you still see? I still see these videos.
Was Gerald Ford president at the time?
Dude, I was driving through Gerald Ford highway, and I couldn't stop thinking about Hunter.
I still have a question about Jordan Love.
That ship has sailed. You can bring that back. We'll tease that. I got my butt beat in Prize Picks last night. I tried LeBron last. I tried a bunch of stuff. I did a six-piece nug last night, and... I don't even know if I got one right. But Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded wings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. Pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Prize Picks, the only real daily fantasy platform with injury insurance. So your lineups will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if they leave in the first half, Prize Picks will keep your lineup live. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, bam, that money is in your account in 15 minutes. Now you can win up to 100 times your money. I went for that last night with a little six-piece nug. You can do it with as many as four. Download the app today. Use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5. Again, that's code WI for $50 instantly after you play your first $5 line of Prize Picks.
Run
your
game.
Yeah. LeBron goes for 40 last night. Who's seeing that? A road game in Memphis during the week? I didn't even think he was going to play. The guy throws up 40 like it's nothing. I got to give LeBron his props, man. He's one of the last cats that is willing to jump out there and play almost every game where half of the league is taking days off.
LeBron?
Yeah. I give him his props.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like having his son on the team gave him a little bit more energy in his age.
Mm.
Yeah, nobody has a problem. It's just nepotism. That's fine. And he's earned it. I don't have a problem with that. Should he be in the NBA? Absolutely not. I don't even think he's probably a G League guy. But do I have any problem with LeBron doing it? Not a bit.
If Bronny James was a horse from the 90s, what horse would he be? We'll talk about that next. No, we won't. But actually, I still have another question about Jordan Love and the critique from Dan Orlovsky on the mistakes and the maturity that Jordan Love needs to show. Hopefully, we'll get back to that unless Tausch takes us to something else from George Bell and the Toronto Blue Jays. That's coming up next. It's Seabiscuit and Secretariat on Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Jesse Nelson here to tell you about Madison School and Community Recreation. Get your team ready. Registration is open right now for MSCR's Adult Winter Basketball Leagues. Now open for the coming season, which does start in January. And with nearly 200 teams participating, nights are going to fill up fast. I know you're looking outside today. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. And you're thinking, man, that winter basketball league, that's not top of mind at all. But guess what? You're soon going to get to Thanksgiving, and then it's going to be the holidays, and you're going to need to get that team registered before it's too late. Text your buddies right now. Say, this is the time. If we're going to sign up for this league, do it right now. 8-week play begins in early January. And MSCR, this is the best part. They welcome all participants and encourage everyone to register for the league that best fits your identity and needs as an athlete. No matter the skill level, no matter the level of competition, you can find it. For more information and to register, go to MSCR.org. That's MSCR.org. Sign up now, Madison School and Community Recreation. Jesse and Tausch today on Wildy and Tausch. Apparently, Tausch has informed me my volume is very loud when you have your headphones off.
No, you started screaming, and
I want to make you comfortable here.
No, I got a live. Yeah, I don't care. Go ahead, knock it out, and you start screaming.
I don't think I was screaming. I think that's
100%. Well, why would I lie?
Now
about
I'm
that?
Talking like Masters Nance volume style here because I just want to make sure you're okay with everything.
Just don't bleed my eardrums during a break.
The horse racing talk really gets Jesse going.
It does. 844-770-3776.
Do you guys understand what I'm saying, though? It fit. It was a great analogy, correct?
I understood it, yeah.
I got to admit, I didn't fully understand it at first.
It's about reining people back.
Yes.
I don't think, you're hiring people. You're now a big dog. Don't you want someone that is just working constantly? You're like, yo, take a beat. Rather than say, hey, bro, can you go do this for – like, it's your job. I don't want to have to prod.
Yes, but isn't part of the problem that Jordan Love is doing, like, everything
– He's doing too much. Yes. It's so much easier to say than it is to say
– But Dan Orlovsky is saying – we just heard this on Unsportsman Like a few moments ago.
Got to get that out of him.
You got to – right, but you're saying you agree with what Dan is saying.
I am.
But you're also – what I'm not following is it easier
– You didn't see the secretariat at Belmont 73.
No.
That's what you're telling
did
me.
Did you?
I've seen clips.
What I didn't understand, I guess, about the analogy is it feels like Jordan Love is in the situation where he's doing too much and you're trying to rein him back, which is the horse you want. Dan is saying that he needs to be more mature. He needs to grow up. And I didn't understand if you're saying that you're saying the same thing Dan is or if
We're
you're saying it's actually
same
a good
thing, but
situation.
In a different way. I agree with Dan's assessment. That
he did not mention horse racing at all.
He didn't,
yes.
But I don't know if his creativity is there. He's got a lot of stuff he's got to do. I just think maturity is about making better decisions. Like, we don't make the best decisions when in our 20s. Sometimes we don't make great decisions in our 40s. But at least at that point, we know better, or we should know better. Like, you'll tell your kids, oh, you should know better than that. Well, maybe they don't because they haven't experienced it. So what I am continuing to kind of fight, and matter of fact, I was having a conversation with some folks walking into our Everlight Solar Studio this morning. The Jordan Love component, do you feel good? And everybody to it is like, yes, but making too many mistakes. Where is that line? Goody said 20 to 26 games. Well, we're on our 27th game. And the decision-making stuff, he has obviously showcased his talent and that he is a big-time quarterback when he's on and he's making good decisions. He's made too many mistakes. I'd rather that than somebody that can't make those throws or that can't do the things that he's shown that he can. And Homer used to always say, and I think usually I disagree with almost everything he says, but in this case, don't judge a young player on the bad plays. Judge a young player on the good plays. The question is Jordan Love still a young player?
That's the question that Evan asked you guys a couple of days ago.
And I'm saying he is not anymore. He's 5 years in. It is time to grow up.
But Goody's saying he is.
No, he just said he's not.
He said he's 26 games in.
And he's in his 27th.
But he's actually in his fifth season in the NFL.
You combine all of those things. I think what Goody was saying is the same thing Orlovsky said. And I don't think he used horse analogies, but I think if he heard my quote, I think he'd say, I agree with all.
Do you think, and this, by the way, still isn't the question that I wanted to ask you about Jordan Love, so I guess we're going to just have to wait on that again. Because now I want to ask you this, because I'm reviewing
the hell of a tease you got going. I'm kind of intrigued. Normally, what is Jesse going to ask? But now I'm kind of like, what is Jesse going to ask?
Thanks, Tosh.
It's different syllables in how you emphasize things.
Monitoring the text line and the occasional YouTube comment or two. Some were reacting on Monday and Tuesday when we've had this question about Jordan Love posed that you can't make Jordan Love the highest paid quarterback or tied for being the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League in the offseason and still say, well, he's only in his second season as a starter. If you're going to give him the contract that he has earned based on his performance at the end of last year, then his standard needs to be higher than 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions midway through a season, including a bunch of costly picks that have helped lose the games that they've lost. What do you say to that
criteria? I agree, but This is a very unique circumstance. He doesn't have 5 years of experience. He's got 5 years as a player. He does not have 5 years of game experience. And is it fair to judge Jordan on the fact that, well, he's going into his, is this his sixth year then?
No, he's in his fifth season.
So is that fair? No. But the reality is this is the way the Packers structured it and set it. So they were, I don't think forced. I think they were happy that he's been good enough at the end of last season to say, without a doubt, he's our guy. And when he's your guy, you pay that man his monies. That's what they did. Now, is the expectation go up when you get big checks? Absolutely it does. Is he lived up to that so far? That's a fair question. You understand there's going to be mistakes, and you have to still factor in that he's only in his second season as a starter, but it is time to grow up. And it's time. You have a championship caliber roster. Everybody believes that. Do something. And if you're going to continue to make those mistakes, you can't win. But you could have said that. There have been plenty of people that probably told Favre in the mid-2000s, hey, grow up, dude. Don't make those throws. At that point, you are who you are. I guess the question is Jordan who is who he is right now? Or is he going to mature and do something and do that? I think we all hope he is going to mature and not make those same mistakes. And if he doesn't, if he does mature, you're going to be super excited about that part. Why do you guys do that? If he does, you're going to be super excited because you're getting the best of both worlds. If he doesn't, you're going to end up with your heart broke because he's going to make critical mistakes at critical times, and then you don't get that chip.
I'm not going to fall for it because I'm very mature. Another thing we like to do when Jason's not here, so we played Dan Orlovsky audio right out of the gates here. We also can take unsolicited phone calls. 844-770-3776. Phil in Cedarburg. Hunter says he thinks one of us is completely wrong. I feel like I haven't even had a take, so I'm guessing he's coming for you.
I like that.
But we'll find out. Phil in Cedarburg, you're on Wildy and Tausch this morning. Jesse and Tausch, how's it going? Who's wrong?
Well, I think this whole idea that he's just this guy making bad decisions is just I think it's just wrong. I mean, he's a guy that is not that accurate. You look at his mistakes, he's just not a super accurate quarterback. He's not a put the ball on the dime too often kind of guy. And so he's going to his mistakes have been kind of like, okay, I see what he was doing there. He just made a bad throw. Or I know he was falling when he was falling in the end zone. He threw that pass up. He was trying not to get a safety, you know, and that just didn't work out. I mean, that was almost bad luck, if anything. The Detroit game, he made a terrible pass. He didn't see the guy. I don't think what he was trying to do was wrong. He just didn't execute well. He's he's not an accurate quarterback. He's got some good qualities. He's got a big, strong arm. He's tough to take down. He has good pocket presence. He's never going to be a really accurate quarterback. It is what he is. I mean, we got to hope he makes more good plays than bad.
Feels like 75% completion at the end of the year last year. He was.
Did you feel like he was a guy that was putting it on the spot? I feel like his receivers were really.
Oh, you think it was
like that at all? I felt like his.
Go ahead.
His receivers were saving his butt last year. I thought.
Well,
I mean,
they're not this year.
Crazy catches there, man.
They're not this year.
Yeah.
Drop City USA by a bunch of guys.
Phil, I have a question for you because as a pack.
By the way, Phil, great question. Really good point. And Hunter, great job.
Can I ask Phil my question?
Thank you. Yes, you can.
I still have a Jordan Love question to ask you, too,
happy
by the way.
That we have somebody that actually vetted and just spewed. That was a really good point.
Hey, Phil, I have a question for you. Are you measuring Jordan Love based on his comparison to his predecessor, Aaron Rodgers, or are you measuring him based on how he looks compared to other active quarterbacks starting around the league right now?
I'm just trying to look at the guy and see who we got. I mean, he's got a lot of good qualities, but I just don't see a guy that's going to ever throw the ball right on the dime consistently. It's just what he is.
So are you excited about having Jordan Love as our quarterback for the next decade?
I think so. I mean, if I was to rank him, I'd probably put him in the 20 to 25 range of quarterbacks right now.
Phil. Let me tell you something. If you have him at 25, you're not excited that he's your quarterback.
You want Baker Mayfield?
Well, is Baker Mayfield playing better than Jordan Love right now? I think it's pretty obvious, yes. But I think he's going to work his way to maybe the 10 to 15.
He'll be a top 10? Yeah, listen, and the beautiful part of this is we don't know. I would say after watching him the end of last season, he was a top 10 quarterback in my eyes. If you look at all of the metrics and what he did in leading his football team, no doubt, and that's why the Green Bay Packers paid him $55 million a year. Now, this season, he has done some great things, and we have to keep factoring in. I know it's not fair. He has been injured the entire season. He has not been able to practice. Those are excuses, but they're also facts. So I guess I don't look at it. That was my biggest concern about Jordan was his accuracy. I thought he had the athleticism, he had all of that, and thanks for the call, Phil. That was great. That was what I think everybody was concerned about. There's nobody, when the season ended last year, thought anything about his accuracy.
Not until the very last play of the playoffs.
That was decision-making. That wasn't accuracy. It was a bad decision. To throw it across your body in the middle of the field, that wasn't accuracy. That's a bad decision. So I think he is an accurate quarterback. What's his accuracy? What's his completion percentage this season?
All right, we'll get to the stats coming up now. We're going to take a commercial break. Because I want to get this compared to Baker Mayfield and Dak Prescott.
25th?
That seems – I mean, the texts are rolling in. I'm looking
that
at it.
Was,
some
by
are
the way,
skeptical of Phil's
way,
credibility. That's
thank
all
you,
I'll
Phil.
Say.
I mean, that was a great jumping off point. I don't know. I don't agree with what Phil had to say, but he obviously does, and he came – his receivers have not helped him this season at all. Especially Wicks.
And I guess what we'd like to do is if you agree with Phil, maybe there are more of you who think that Jordan Love is an inaccurate quarterback. I'd like to hear if you do think that because I don't think that that's an accurate representation of how many Packers fans feel that way.
That's why I asked what his completion percentage is because numbers lie, but they don't lie.
He's currently sitting at 61.3%.
But he also has missed a couple of games. He's been banged up.
Yeah, but he's 61% in the games he's played. It's not like you deduct 10 points when you don't play.
No, but I think if you're not at full strength, you don't measure that.
I also think if you pick up the drops that he's had, he's probably at 60. You need to be 67, 60 to 60. You need to be in that mid-60s is where you want to be. But last year, the first 7 or 8 weeks, he was in the low 50s. He is not an inaccurate quarterback. He's not.
All right. Let's see how he compares to some other quarterbacks around the league. Coming up next, and I still have a question.
Blind resume? Blind draw? Quarterback?
Hunter is the king of the blind resumes.
Honestly, when I knew Hunter is, Thursday, that's the thing. Gerald Ford, he's going to bring a nugget of something, and then
blind resumes. Which we were going to do about college football.
We still can. I just, it's
double blind resume Thursday?
The completion percentage is a very important statistic in the NFL. It is. Today's game, a lot of short throws. You can't live in the 50s. It's It's really hard to live in the low 60s, too.
What's the most important statistic when you're measuring how great of a job Kohler Service has done with a new shower or bathroom remodel?
Well, I'd know what I'm getting with Kohler Services. And if you need a bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Service, family-owned business for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer that provides care for life. And this month only, zero interest financing for 12 months and a free shower door. A free shower door with your Luxstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, KohlerServicesWI.com.
Is Jordan Love inaccurate compared to quarterbacks around the rest of the league? We'll dive into that, and I still want to ask Tausch a question following up on what Dan Orlovsky said. We'll try to do all that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All right, thank you, Phil and Cederberg. Wildy and Tausch.
That's a great question.
Jesse and Tausch today. Jason's off for the rest of the week. He'll be back next week.
Hunter, do you think he's an inaccurate quarterback? Let's do a little internal poll because I think Jesse's going to throw a poll.
So, yeah, if you're just joining us, Phil in Cederberg joined us in the last segment, and he claims Jordan Love is an inaccurate quarterback. He was getting after.
Now, I would have said that last year, right about this time.
Yeah.
Because he was hovering in the low 50s. Then he went on a tear, and he was throwing like 75, 80% pretty regularly.
I don't think he's inaccurate. I think he makes some really weird decisions, and then the receivers have not helped him. Like
this
Wicks,
season, for sure.
Yeah. Wicks alone, I wouldn't be surprised if he probably accounts for 2 or 3 points worth on his completion percentage.
Is that a case of the dropsies?
I saw his targets in comparison to completions, and then obviously last week, Amon St. Brown, 30 for 30. Oh boy, is probably 14 for 50. On targets and catches. Like, it is a crazy split. And is that all Jordan Love? It's some. Don't get it, it's some, but got to catch the ball and hit your hands.
844-770-3776 is your way, like Phil and Cederberg, into the show. So Hunter Vaughn, during the commercial break, has put together his specialty for you, Tausch, some blind resumes to review quarterbacks from around the league this season and how Jordan Love's metrics stack up against some other quarterbacks to see if he is an inaccurate, or at least how he's perceived as an inaccurate passer. All right, Hunter. Go ahead. The floor is yours for Blind Resume Part 1 here on Wildy and Tausch today.
So everyone's on the same page. Jordan Love's numbers, 15 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 61% completion percentage.
Okay.
So that's the Jordan Love line.
15 and 11 it is? I thought it was 10. That's
15 and 10.
15 and 10. Okay, 15 and 10.
What were you just reading from? It said 11.
I misread it.
Oh.
I was just...
That'll happen.
I couldn't, for some reason, yeah, I read zero as a one.
Is it code?
Hey, we've all made mistakes in the producer room before.
Trust me,
it's okay.
I get crucified when I mispronounce something. Y'all, so I just was wondering.
No,
if
I appreciate it. It's fine.
Please
don't discourage
Hunter from contributing to the show, Tausch. Be more mature.
Quarterback number one, 11 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 64% completion percentage.
11 and 8, 64. Okay, that's pretty good.
I said I was going to yell Lamar Jackson for the first one no matter what, but I don't think that's Lamar Jackson.
No, Lamar's got more tutters, too.
Joe Burrow.
No, he's got more. I think he's got more, too. 11
but they started
eight.
Bad, too.
I'm going to say Darnold. I think that sounds like Sam Darnold.
Darnold hadn't thrown that many picks this year. Not this year.
Well, and the way we also do this, would you want those numbers for Jordan Love?
Oh, 11 and 8 with, I'm sorry, what was the percentage
64%.
Again?
I think it would be better than what Jordan's done, yeah.
Love's got 15 touchdown passes.
Okay,
at least give me the
more
scores.
Picks. He's got less completion percentage.
Yeah, a little more risk, a little more reward.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Jordan on that, too. You coerced me.
Okay, that was Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I don't want to.
He's a Cowboys fan. He should have seen that.
I mean, come on.
That was a mistake. Yeah. How's that signing looking?
I don't want to talk about it.
Don't you think the Cowboys, if they had to do it again, would have just let it? If they were going to let it ride like they did, let it ride.
Yeah, they should have.
And if they did, it would be a whoop. Now they're stuck. They're not going to be in as bad a spot as the Cleveland Browns, but it might not be that much closer.
Deion and Shadur, 2025. Here they come.
I don't want to talk about that. Quarterback number two.
Well, then you shouldn't have brought up Dak.
11 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 69% completion percentage.
Okay,
though.
So more accurate by percentage.
That's a Purdy. That seems like a Purdy to me. A
lot of picks.
I'm going to say that's Purdy.
I don't want the ratio of touchdowns to interceptions being that close.
Yeah, but 69% completion's good.
Is it if you're still throwing nine picks? That means you're just not throwing the
I'm
ball
gonna
that
agree.
Much.
I'm going to circle gets a square. I don't like it either.
I think it's Geno Smith.
Okay, that is three-time Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a great little nug.
Wow.
Well done, Hunter.
Yeah, I saw that when I was like, we got to go there.
11-9, but six, and that goes back to my point. I think he has made mistakes, but he understanding game flow and the fact that his defense is so good, you can get away with some of those mistakes. And when the money's on the table, the belief in Mahomes is pretty high, but those numbers are shocking.
How about this quarterback? 15 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 62% completion percentage.
So almost the same, but fewer
less picks.
Yeah,
so you gotta
almost
take
the
it.
Same, but fewer interceptions.
Yeah, you got to take it.
Okay, so you guys want Aaron Rodgers back.
Wow! This is a fun game. So I think what I'm forgetting is that Jordan has missed 2.5 games and he's got 15 tutters.
That's true.
So I'm changing.
He also missed 2.5 games and has 10 interceptions.
It. Jordan Love. And doesn't this tell you that stats don't tell the whole story?
Exactly.
For sure. And yeah,
what a great game.
And thank you, Hunter, for the game. That was a lot of fun.
I want more.
I mean, I've got another one, but
we've successfully examined the exercise well enough at
we
this
did.
Point.
And we're going to show Jason that we can keep on the clock when he's not here. That's
are
the
we?
Other thing. Well, it seems like we're struggling more than I thought we would be.
I know like some of the texts are
Isn't
rolling in, the YouTube
interesting,
comments.
Interesting, though, that those numbers, and numbers do not tell the whole story.
Correct.
And I have to remind myself. That old boy's missed 2.5 games. He's still got 15 tutters.
And this is why other stats like passer rating and other things are they exist because completion percentage, touchdowns, and interceptions don't tell the whole story. But it does tell some of the story in the scope of what the scope of the season is. And for Jordan Love to miss the time that he has and still throw that many touchdowns shows that the offense is schemed well. Matt LaFleur is doing a great job drawing this thing up. And it's just the decision-making has led to some picks.
Yep.
So if you're willing to take the risk with the reward of a young quarterback who has been, as Dan Orlovsky described him, a gunslinger, then you feel like you're in a good position and you're going to be able to turn this thing around after the bye.
Fascinating. Fascinating study. I'm going to crack a Coors Light. Brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill the mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans. They turn blue. It's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
So far, with Jason not part of the show today, we have played audio from Dan Orlovsky. We have taken unsolicited phone calls that have led to some great fan interaction with the show. And we've played Hunter Vaughn's blind resume game. Next, let's talk about college football. How about that? Talk about the fandom of college football with the season and the 12-team playoff rankings being unveiled for the first time earlier this week. Tausch, for the Badgers Radio Network analyst, has a question to ask Hunter Vaughn and I and you, the fans, to weigh in on. We're going to do that coming up in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.